She wanted to become a hustler, a porn star. She wanted to serve those hot and tall, masculine, all-American men. She was convinced that that was her calling, that she had been designed for that, and no other purpose. Never had she experienced such incredible, extreme, heavenly pleasure as the one she had discovered with Tweak and getting fucked. The above ideas were only natural. Las Vegas looked majestic, like a dream. Just party a little bit, she thought. After all, when you get to LA, you'll be working non-stop. She went online, she met some guys. They were big into party and play, and one of them looked sexy as fuck. Like in Some Kind of Omen, she just couldn't find a cab, but well, this is Vegas, not LA, so she found a cab. Soon, she was with three guys, two white guys and a black guy. It turns out the really hot guy goes upstairs, doing God knows what. She found herself with a not-so-good-looking guy and a skinny black guy. Do you want to slam? The not-so-good-looking guy asked. I've always been curious about it, Archie said. Okay, I want to do it. My roommate is very good at it. I'll ask him to slam you. The roommate was the hot guy. He looked like a misplaced white rapper, only in Las Vegas. Could all this incredible adventure take place? Not so good-looking guy was kind enough to explain that sometimes people experience some coughing after slamming. After the point, Argy coughed a little, and then she asked, "Is it okay if I lay down for a minute?" While she was laying down on the floor, first she heard a noise. The noise seemed to travel from one ear to the other. Afterwards, she saw something coming out of her body. It was something she had never seen before. It looked like nothing you've seen, but if you were to compare it with things of this world, it looked like a combination of liquid and vapor. She realized she was dying. So she thought, not here, not now. I still have to be a porn star. As soon as she thought that, the stuff that was getting out of her came back to her body. At that moment, Argy couldn't talk. She could only think. She was convinced that if she closed her eyes, she would lose consciousness. She had to remind herself to breathe. The three guys were worried. The one that seemed most worried was the one that was less high, who happened to be Mr. White Rapper Guy. Not so good-looking guy was saying that he was going to call his friend that was a doctor. After 6 hours, RG was finally able to move and talk. And then she felt a horniness she had never experienced. She needed to get fucked. But it wasn't really out of horniness, but out of the desire to hold on to something from this world. White rapper guy fucked RG like a champ, and then skinny black guy ass-fucked her for the first time. She was in whore heaven. All the guys were really cool. If I had been in LA, the guys would have put me in the street or something, Argy thought later, when she could think. All were nice, but the black guy acted very kindly, humane, if you will. He probably saved Argy's life, because she needed human compassion. She held his hand and listened to her delirium. And ass-fucked her, of course. He even gave RG his pipe. I mean, for a tweaker to give you his pipe? That is the equivalent of giving you his heart and soul.